Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and I am on my second week of weekly shows. Yay! This is so fun. I am on a new time slot, as you guys have found. So new people that have stumbled across me, welcome. And for all of my faithful, faithful, wonderful listeners and followers, thank you for making the change to 1 hour earlier on BBSRadioandTV.com, BBSRadio.com. And I just want to say, I am now at 1 p.m. Central for those that are listening to reruns. So if you ever want to catch me live, I'm at 1 p.m. Central every Saturday on BBS Radio. And it's every week with me. No pressure, Sunshine. Yeah, must have new content. Monologue every week. Yikes. So what was I thinking? So no, I'm excited. So I want to let you know I am in my new place and I'm looking out the window and I see the Salish Sea. And Sunny is at the Salish Sea and I am I'm beside myself. I am so happy and so content. And Source has just shown up and shown off. I don't even know how to put it other than that. Yeah, it's been incredible. It's been, I need to write a book, but it's been incredible. I just want to say, I'd have to have new content every week. That's a little, my goodness, to Lauren and Zosia. Wow. I didn't have to do that every week. But sure, I'm glad I like myself because it's me and me. And Sherman's asleep and Wee Woo's asleep, so it's all me. But I wanted to tell you guys, if you didn't tune in this morning, wow, what a lineup we had. Connect with Kelly and with her guest Beth, talking about command language. It started last week, talking about last show for Connect with Kelly. And it was incredible. And today was magical. And for those of you, it's not uncommon for me. Well, I wouldn't say it's common. It's not out of the ordinary for me to call someone that I trust to say, hey, I'm stuck on this. What kind of command would you do for this? Because sometimes you kind of get stuck in the weeds and you need a little, a little foot up, help me get up back up on the horse. Or how would you command this? Or what do you get? And I have a friend over in Australia that she's great. She'll type it out. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's really good. And then I have, my Lauren and Zosia's and my Beth's and my Kelly. Okay, I'm not going to name them all because now I'm going to get in trouble. So all y'alls, all you-ins, as Bill would have said, all you-ins, thank you for being there to come alongside whenever Sunshine's like, hey, I'm kind of stuck on this. What command language would you use? And then, you just love and lean on each other and walk out this ascension process. So this morning, Connect with Kelly with guest Beth, they talked about command language. It was amazing. And then Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia and Freddie Mercury. I'm like, best intro ever. How do I follow that? It was incredible. You have to listen to the rerun. But Lauren asked Zosia, how would you simply define ascension? And I didn't have a pen to write it down. And I'm not sure I got it all correctly. So don't hold me to this. Go back and listen to the rerun from this morning's show. But it was something to the effect of just go within and live in your highest and best excitement. And I'm like, that is so beautiful because sometimes you command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. I sometimes say, I got this off of For the People.space. I sometimes will say I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and dissolve them into my heart to make me real and bring me great peace and healing. So, you modify it to fit you, as Beth said earlier today. You just modify it to fit you, your needs, and we're individuals. We're all source, but we're still individual expressions. And so I really, really loved the shows this morning and Unstoppable Love. They started out so fun and playful as they always are. The two little seal pups just going crazy, little Selkies. Woo! And then it just went straight to the meat and potatoes. And that's why you've always got to try to tune in because you never know where they're going to go. They're just led and they just go like they're playing out in the sea. Oh, let's go over here. Oh, let's go over here. Ooh, let's have this serious conversation. Oh, let's play over here. And it was incredible. And so thank you, ladies. It was lovely. And then Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. I tell you what, in the trek I made across country and leaving the Midwest and coming to where I am now, as you guys can tell, my voice still isn't 100%, but last show was a little rough. But I was wanting to go through and see Idaho Bo, but I couldn't get up that way. And but she makes a fire cider, and you guys, I was seriously coveting that. I had to back my bus up a little bit because I'm like, I want Bo's fire cider. Oh, it was so funny. So I'm like, you just suck it up, Buttercup. You're healed. Move on. So. Anyway, they were talking today about where they live. Their gardens are already winter. They're wintering over. So they're done. Their growing seasons are over. They're going to be down in the 30s or so, kind of where Bo is. And so they were talking about the different ways to utilize the things you've grown or to, take care of your inner garden or take care of your body, your soul, your spirit kind of situation. So that was a very good show as well. That was just right before me. So they're on at 12 Central. And then now you're on Whiplash Talk. And I have such a cool, I'll do it later on in the show, but I have such a cool little clip of something I want you guys to hear. It's, it brings me so much happiness and so much peace. And I just wanted to share it with you guys. And of course, BBS Radio worked their magic and took my junk that I sent them and made it into something beautiful. So I will play that for you guys a little later in the show. It's a treat. So as my cats have to wait for their treats, you have to wait for your treat too. So after me, just so you guys know, PRQ Homesteading Expanded moved up to the Whiplash Talk time slot. So they're at 2 p.m. Central now. So all of you guys are like, where'd they go or what's going on or how do I get there? Just stay on after me. And then they're up after me. And I think I may do a little So they're on at 2. And then Being Inspired with Q is Aloha and Karen. And their special guest today is Shane. So Shane's gonna pull a long one like I used to do. He's going to do 3 hours straight. Get him, Shane. And so he's going to be on PRQ Homesteading Expanded with Robin. Robin and Shane are on at 2 p.m. Central. And then Being Inspired with Q will be Aloha and Karen and special guest Shane at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central. And I may just kind of call in and do a little cameo on that one. So yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be a great afternoon. Okay, so let's get started, guys. It's been an amazing journey. I can't even begin to tell you everything that is happening. Literally, friends from not just all over the country here in the United States, but literally all over the world. People have reached out to me and loved on me and words of encouragement and holding space for you and truly meaning that, not just saying it as lip service, but truly meaning that they have the capacity to hold space for me. And That's one of the most beautiful things to say to someone, I believe, because it's telling the person on the receiving end that I'm not going to take on the burden. I'm strong enough to not take on the burden, but to hold space for you and to stand with you to see this through to fruition. And so I won't name names, but to those of you that have reached out and done that for me, wow, thank you. This journey was rough, but in the same breath, it was absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. And so, those of you that don't know, just a really quick recap, if you're tuning in for the first time, go back to around August 14th, right after August 14th, and catch up. But I was in corporate America and I was bringing in a very nice salary. I was under intense amounts of stress and it was work until you're exhausted, sleep, work until you're exhausted, sleep, and dealing with a lot of drama and pressure and negativity. So one day it all came to a head and out of my mouth in my boss's office, it was like, I quit. It wasn't like it literally was. It was, I quit. And I'm like, oh, wow. And she said, okay. And I'm like, oh, I guess it's final. So I can laugh about it now. So that's what launched Sunshine into, well, I can get another high stress, high paying job and live in a geographic area I have no desire to live in, or I can fight to get back to the sea that calls me, that pulls on me, and to the area that energetically is right for me. And so I, by faith, did it and could not have done it without many, many friends, support and emotional, mental, physical, financial. My listeners, thank you. My subscribers, thank you. Individuals that I didn't even know reached out and helped. And yeah, it was incredible. So now I've just done the recap. So I got here. I got here a day later because I was pushing too hard for the cats. And so I had to break the last day into 2 days. And the cats are doing great. They love their new space. They're both taking a nap right now. They think that they are in, they're just loving life. So they're good. So I got here a day late, which was on a weekday. And so all the people that were so kind to be ready to help me unload my trailer and my car were back to work, back busy, busy, busy. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. Okay. So, as I said last week, I unloaded the trailer and the car. I got here Monday, got the car unloaded on Monday, worked on the trailer on Tuesday, neighbors across the street. Perfect, perfect timing. I put it out to Source. I'm like, Source, there are three things, really four, but three things on this trailer that I physically cannot. I cannot move it. Too bulky, too heavy. And right when I got to those three things, the lady across the street, I looked up because I was putting something onto a dolly that I had moved with me, to pull heavy things. And some people call it a trolley. So I looked across the street as I looked up, and she was looking at me kind of with this look on her face, like, oh my gosh. She goes, can I help you? Do you need some help? And so anyway, I told you guys that story last week. It was really cute. So she got her son and they came over and helped me move the last of the stuff in. It was like, it was not too early and it was not too late. It was at the exact timing that I needed it. But I told Source, I need help. And I just kept unloading. I just said, I just kept unloading and just kept believing that I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to have help to get these last things off the trailer. And it happened. And it's just beautiful. I know I use that word so much, but it's just beautiful. So I tweaked my knee when I was moving something off the trailer. I'm like, oh, that was not good. So I tweaked my left knee And then I started my job last week, and there's a really hinky little staircase. It's a building that's downtown. So, they're built kind of early, in the they're older buildings. And so I was coming down the stairs and made it all the way down the staircase and blah, 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 blah. I had, breakable things in my hands, and I'm there and I go to step on the landing. Well, oops, the landing was one step down. So I fell, and of course I thought my foot thought I was there. So I twisted remember my left knee's hurting. So I twisted my right ankle. But I didn't break anything. I mean, me, of course, but I didn't break any of the things that I was carrying. Nothing was scarred, damaged, whatever. So I'm like, when? So yeah, on my very first day at work, yeah, they hired somebody that fell down the stairs. I was just, it was, yeah. I made my grand entrance, I guess. So anyway, it's all good. One of the owners, like a few days later, is like, "So, how's your ankle?" I'm like, "It's good." I said, "It's still attached. We're fine. We're good." And he just laughed and just kept moving. So anyway, my body has bruises on bruises from moving, and it's funny. I was putting that dolly away today, and it's a foldable one. And I was folding in there's some handles that you can pull out to use it a different way and to push it a different way. And I was tucking them back in and I pinched my finger. I'm like, wow. Wow. I went and got some arnica real quick and put on it, so it'll be fine. But I'm like, I am normally not accident, like whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I see you. I see you. I'm good. I'm protected. So I'm changing my commands a little bit, but anyway, my body is it's so weird. Physically, my body is happy to be here. The temperatures are beautiful. I love damp, moist. I love rain. And so if it's raining outside, I'm happy. If it's sunshiny outside, I'm happy. The temperatures are beautiful. I left temperatures in the 90s plus in October. I mean, and they're still there. I'm like, how? So yeah, this is where I'm called to be. So there's the body update. It's crazy. It's so funny. My soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions are, oh man, coming out of the pressure cooker, coming to here. I would say drastically, like coming down a roller coaster, and you're, click, 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 as you're climbing to the top of the roller coaster, we're like, oh my gosh, we're gonna fall, right? So that stress, that building, that stress, 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 that's where I lived. That's the type of corporate job I had. I was always stressed, didn't know it because I just lived in it. I knew it, but it did bother me, obviously. What's the word I'm looking for? It was normal. It was my norm. So I was always at that precipice of, my goodness, that kind of thing. And so when I got here, I can tell you it's like I'm at the bottom loop of the roller coaster to where it's just like, ah. Oh. Where it's like, oh, okay. Wow. I didn't realize how much stress I was carrying and experiencing. And so I would just encourage each of you to maybe take a step back to look at soul-wise body, your mind, your will, your emotions. Where are you in that realm? Because that's a realm we tend to neglect, because we think, we're source, we're spirit. We think of that one, and we think the physical part, but we sometimes forget that emotional, mind, the will, the emotions component is a very important part as well. I know when we do our commands, I know we say that we are healthy in this realm, but I was not. So I just encourage you all to just take an inventory. Where are you at? Where are you at? And I'll tell you, Yeah, I'll just go ahead and go to this, and then I'll come back to the spirit. I have not been able to. My mother passed away January 5th of 23. And since that time, I've always wondered why am I not dreaming and interacting with my mom? We were that close. I know that we were together in other expressions and fractal. I know we were. And it's just a knowing. It's not a, I can tell you where or when or how. It's just a knowing that I have. And it's always been like, why don't I remember? Why am I not dreaming? Why am I not dreaming about Bill and how is he doing? He's a badass warrior. I should be hearing major like warrior, like get on, babe, kind of stuff. And I'm not getting anything. I'm not remembering anything. And I was asleep the other morning in my new place. I was asleep the other morning and vividly dreaming about spending time with my mom. And we were driving around and we were laughing and we were having so much fun. And my mom's pretty mischievous. And she was known to be a little bit of a lead foot, even into her 80s. And so we would call her Mommy-O Andretti. And so Mommy-O Andretti and I were out driving and having a great time. And then it's kind of funny how, dreams are unique. And in my previous profession, there were times where there would be things going on land developments that were not supposed to be taking place. And so I would have to either go through code enforcement or go through law enforcement or whatever to figure out what was going on in that land and stop it if we needed to get them the permits they needed or help them get what they needed to be able to continue. And so there was this big, huge, monstrous 18-wheeler that was driving across this big pasture. And I'm like, well, that's not right. So of course, Mommy Andretti, off we go chasing, and I'm cracking up laughing. And but not too close, Mom. We don't want to get, we just need to, who are they so we can, it was so funny. And then I remember just sobbing, and in that same, it was just the same dream. It's like, I'm not ready to lose you yet. I'm not ready to lose you yet. And it was like, that's when I was waking up. And I'm like, I could have awakened very sadly. But I flipped it and I'm like, oh my gosh. I just spent time with mom. And it was amazing. So, for those of you that are in the pressure cooker like I was and are wondering, why am I not able to press in, or why am I not able to tap into the things that others are? Well, first of all, you're you. You be you, boo. But secondly, I was blocked because I had so much stress. I wasn't able to relax and to be in peace to where I could remember my dreams or to where I could be ready for my dreams. So everybody's different, and I can't tell anybody what to do. But for me, I really, really know that getting into my highest and best excitement and getting into the geographic location that I am really drawn to has really helped me personally. So a lot of people say, get out in nature, get out in nature. Well, when you're in an urban area, it's kind of hard to get out in nature. And if you want to go, take your shoes off and go through the grass in a park. Well, you know how many chemicals are on that grass in the urban park? It's easier said than done for those that just take for granted that they live in nature, that they live by nature. And so my encouragement to you is tap into where are you? And where do you want to be? I'm not talking geographically. I'm talking in your personal spiritual experience, whether it be you call it God or Buddha or Source or whatever that is for you. Where are you? And are you comfortable with where you're at, or do you want more? And if you're concerned with why you're not getting more, My experience was I was under too much stress. That's me. So I'm just going to throw that out there for you guys. Okay, so let's go back up. So spirit update. Yeah, it was pretty cool to have that dream. That's pretty awesome. I'm having to remember to when I go to work, I'm working a completely different field. It's really kind of fun. Standing, I was sitting all day for 12 hours. Now I'm standing all day. So back to the body update. Ouch, but I'm getting there. So working the commands a little bit on that, but a spirit update, I'm having to remember to shrink wrap more. You know, I command my spirit to shrink wrap my auric field close to my body now and do it three times because I went to work on like my second or third day, and I guess, you know, they said that, you know, that I'm coming. And so one lady walks in, she goes, "Oh, you're here." She gives me this big hug before I even know it. I'm like, wow, okay, important to shrink wrap. So, so doing a lot of clearing, as Beth talked about earlier, Beth and Kelly talked about earlier today about commanding my spirit to remove anything that is not authentically from source energy now. And I get a little more in depth into it. Antonio had shared this with me, which, hi, Antonio, if you're out there, said, you know, I command my spirit to remove and destroy anything in me, on me, around me, beside me, in every expression and fractal of me throughout my entire existence that is not authentically from source energy. Let's just go clean up the genealogy while we're there. You know what I mean? So take it if it works for you. If it doesn't, make your own. So that's kind of where I'm at on that. The work is fun. It's different. It's going to be very hard not to spend my entire paycheck on where I work because it's a fun place. Lots of cool stuff. And but I just can't because I do not make the salary I used to make. So little extras are not on the agenda anymore. So I had a friend come up that's from this area and spent last Sunday afternoon with me. And this little place doesn't have really any storage. And so we took out the tape measure and she sketched out on paper and we did some measuring and we are like, okay, we're going to Habitat for Humanity. We're gonna find some storage stuff. So we found a cabinet, a wall hanging cabinet that needed to be hung on the wall. And then we found another cabinet that sits on the floor. It has a little loop on the back that you can anchor it to the wall because, you know, Wee Woo is my kitten. Even though she's a year old, she's still feisty. So those were gonna work great. And I was able to secure those and ask the person, do you know anybody in town that, you know, does handyman work, carpentry work? And the person did know someone and was able to share that with me. Happened to be him, but, you know, off the record. And so I'm like, well, how much would you charge? Dinner. I'm like, sweet, that'll be great. Oh, crap, I don't have anything to cook dinner with. Well, crap. Okay, great. Sounds good. So he came after work the next day on that Monday, hung the cabinet, anchored the cabinet, told my friend and I to go buy some polyurethane because they're not high-end cabinets. So they've got some, you know, press board and you know, just cardboard on the back of one of them. Pretty cardboard, but cardboard. And so we polyurethaned everything the night before and got it all ready and as it's going in a bathroom area, so it'll last a little longer than it would have. And so now I have everything put away. My little tiny countertop in the bathroom is cleared. It's not piled with stuff with nowhere to go. I have a place to put my towels. I'm not having to put my toilet paper on the floor because I drew a line. I'm not putting my toilet paper on the floor. I'm just not doing it. No. I have cats. No, I'm not putting toilet paper on the floor. That's no. That would be a toy. I would come home and my whole house would look like it snowed. So, no, I'm not doing that. Secondly, yuck. So, anyway, I'm getting off track. So, anyway, the cabinets are great. I sent pictures back to my friend. She's like, those look great. I'm like, yeah, I think so too. Woohoo. So, making progress on getting this place set up. This particular person that helped me with the cabinets is definitely a lover of nature and the water, and is a sea kayaker, and that's I love to do that too. So we had that in common, and so my other friends love to sea kayak as well. So I'm hoping that we'll get to go sea kayaking all together, and that'd be a lot of fun. And maybe we found another one of us. We'll see. We'll see. So, what else do we want to talk about? It's just my stress levels. People back home, not home, people where I moved from are already commenting on, "I'm so happy for you and with you. You sound so peaceful. You sound so happy." And I think it's interesting because these are people that are not, they're not listening to the shows on Saturday on BBS radio. I'll put it that way. And it's interesting how people notice things without knowing what they're noticing. So the house was an incredible, oh, cue. It's amazing when you truly just let go and just go, it's going to work. As I said last week, I left there. My house was on the market, no offers, no showing scheduled for that weekend coming up. I left midweek, and it was like, I'm out. No paycheck. I've been unemployed for, well, two months now. And only had a week and a half's worth of pay coming, so it's long gone. And so it was kind of interesting because it was like, I have got, this is my chance. I've got to get back to where I'm going, or else I'm going to end up getting another job in the same area because that's where my reputation in the professional field that I was in is built now. This area, previously, my reputation was built here, but I left here a long time ago. So I get here and we get an offer on the house, and it was a low offer. And I won't go through all the details. I told you guys last week that I had an offer on the house, but I didn't have a lot of the details. But they came up from their offer 9,000. I came down from my listing price 9,000. We have a signed deal. They wanted as is, but with the option to do inspections. They were in town that weekend. They were from out of state. They came by before they were leaving out of town to do their inspections, passed with flying colors. So it went to do the title work on Monday of this last week. So, and the offer was cash and close on or before October 17th. And I can't even begin to tell you how synchronistic that is because my items that are in a container are to be delivered on October 17th. And they're going to draft out money out of my account that's not there. So we better close before the 17th, I'm just saying. So, anyway, all of that to say, I'm not worried. I'm not concerned because. Why would source carry me this far? Why would the universe, why would God, whomever you relate to, Buddha, whomever, why would source carry me this far and then leave me hanging? It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. So, it's amazing. After they did the inspection, I had this thought. Of course, they probably ran the irrigation system, and there's one part of the irrigation system that's in raised garden beds that the landscapers never did correctly, and so it never worked properly. But if it was left on and even watered on a cycle, I would have had like a multiple hundreds of dollar water bill. And so the realtor was great. She knows the guy two doors down that lives in my neighborhood. I know him really well. He used to mow my lawn. And he came down, got in through the door code, checked everything, made sure everything was turned off. So it was just, I just feel so loved and so nurtured and taken care of. And it's just been beautiful. So there was with the house update that should come into place. Then I can take care of the rest of the move. I can pay for the movers that are going to unload the heavy stuff. And I can, give them a tip, and I can buy dinner for the people that are coming to help me move, carry things or whatever. And then I can make my car payment, albeit a little late, but it won't be 30 days late, so it'll be fine. And then we'll just move on. It'll be good. So I want to share. Hey, T. Do you have, let's go ahead and queue up that little treat that I have for everybody. Whenever I got here, I went to visit some friends. They invited me over for dinner. She made lasagna and it was so sweet. And she's the one that actually put the eyes on this apartment for me because I couldn't, and the landlords wanted someone to put visual eyes on it. And so she put me on video chat and took me through, and we did a little walkthrough. And she and her husband invited me over for dinner. And they don't even know me. And so we went over and had a lovely time, and they told me that the wildlife around here is wonderful. We talked about the coyotes. Have you heard the coyotes yet? I'm like, yes, I've heard the coyotes. And they asked me if I'd heard a specific animal, and I'm like, not yet, not yet. And then that night I came home and I got out of my car and I stood in my driveway. And it wasn't, st it was like stereo on steroids. I'd have to ask BBS what it was. It was like from three different directions. I was like right in the middle, and it was stereo because it wasn't mono. So it was stereo, but it was coming from three different directions. And I'll go ahead and play it, and then I'll tell you what it is. So BBS, go ahead and play this for us. Yes. Okay, so yes, it's beautiful. It came across beautifully. Thank you, BBS. Those are great horned owls, and they are in the trees all around my apartment. And I just stand outside on my porch in awe whenever they're vocalizing, and it is incredible. And it happens frequently around here. I also have eagles that are close by. I haven't seen them fly over, but I know that they're in the area. I hear them. I hear them as well. And so, get out in nature, guys. Go find your little place of nature. And even if you're in an urban area, do what I did. Plant some trees you love and nurture them in the backyard, and go, as Dawn does at BBS, go touch each one of them and talk to them and tell them how much you love them and have that energy transfer between you and them. They're grounded in the soil, so they've got that energy, and you're like a conduit as it goes right back down into the soil. So get out there and love on your trees and love on nature. And but the great horned owls, that was not something I expected. I knew eagles, and I knew that I would see. Eventually, I'll see seals whenever I get, into the water, onto the water. And I'll see dolphins. Yay! And I'll see, whales. I will see all of that. But the great horned owls, that was the sleeper. I was like, oh my goodness. And they're so beautiful and so loud. And so I have to be careful because my two kitties are indoor kitties. But of course, they always want to like, they get the left or right foot of fellowship when I'm coming in the door because they can't go out, because they would definitely be owl and eagle kibble. So I've got to be careful around that. But I just wanted you guys to hear that and know that my heart is happy, my spirit's happy, my soul is happy, my body is getting happy. My body still hurts, but it's getting there. I'm just being honest. I'm not gonna lie. It hurts, but it's a beautiful, beautiful place when you find and you seek and you go for your highest and best excitement. And if that is not in your, if that is not something that you can do right now, just start putting your intentions out there, because I came here and visited months and months ago, and I left here, gosh, I left this area like in 2010 and always wanted to come back, but had friends telling me, don't come back, it's changed. The political climate and just the atmosphere has changed. And I'm like, and I almost let them talk me out of it. And then finally I'm like, I'm going to visit. And so, and that was at the encouragement of our friend. And so I came to visit and met some beautiful, lovely, wonderful people whom I adore. And I'm so, so beyond grateful that they are in my life. And we had the best time together and laughing and hiking and talking about dreams and plans and eating delicious food. And it was fun. And it was the catalyst to, I've got to get back there. And once I got that, then I started putting my intentions out there. I did a vision board with, I had a group where we did going deeper with Lucia and Margie. And Margie asked if anybody would be interested in doing a vision or a dream board with her. I'm like, me. I love doing those. And lots of us did them. And so one of mine was some of the like postcards and bookmarks and pictures and sayings from the area that I felt drawn to. And a funny little sticky note that got put on the ketchup bottle whenever we went to breakfast one morning. And we asked for, the waitress was like, is there anything else you guys need? And one of the ladies just says, yes, we need a unicorn or something like that. It was really funny. And so when she brought our ketchup back, she had a sticky note that had a unicorn drawn on it. And I'm like, can I please have that? So I named it, a proper name that we all giggled about, and still have it. And so put your intentions out there, put the vision in front of you, and draw it to you, draw you to it. And like I said, literally, I feel like my heart is literally corded to this water. I really feel that I was being pulled from my heart center to back to this place. So yeah, find your happy. Find your happy. And then go for it. So, yeah, the Great Horned Owls. Wow. I was going to sing for you guys, but I sound like Janis Joplin, so that would be kind of weird. But I don't know, maybe I will. But I am so thrilled that you guys made the shift from 2 o'clock to 1 o'clock to join me and to stay with me. I have always promised you that on Whiplash Talk that I'll just be honest, and sometimes it's just going to be where I'm sitting around the coffee table like last week and this week, to where I'm just giving you a little bit of updates where I'm at. I'm not real settled in yet. My furniture's not here, and some of my clothes aren't here. And thanks to one of my friends here, I've got some dishes now. I have glasses I can drink out of, and I have plates I can eat off of, and some cooking utensils I can cook out of. I do have to tell you something funny. Okay, here's the funny. So I don't have a bathtub. This place is little. I have a shower. And so when I just twisted my ankle, I thought, oh, I need to soak in some Epsom salt. I'll soak in some Epsom salt. And I'm like, I don't have a tub. I don't have anything. I don't even have a chair to sit on to like put my foot in something like a tub to soak in. And I'm laughing and I'm like, ah, she won't mind. So I got this really cool soup, like a deeper soup pot to make a really nice good soup in, or a chili or a stew or whatever. So, and then another friend that I met here on the island who has a really cool dog named Tucker. loaned me an electric teapot because I said I didn't like microwaving my water in the microwave because then I just kill the water and then I have to put the life back into my water. So she gave me a teapot. And so I was heating up the water in the teapot, pouring it into the soup pot, heating up more water, pouring it into the soup pot, and then tempering it with tap water to, so I don't totally scorch my foot. And then I put the Epsom salt in it, and I needed to cut up some vegetables to make a chicken soup in the crock pot because I had some chicken I wanted to cook. And so I'm standing in the kitchen. I have a towel on the floor with this pot, standing with my foot in the soup pot and Epsom salt soaking my ankle. I know I should be sitting, but oh well, it was better than nothing. So I'm standing there with my foot in a soup pot of Epsom salt. Well, I'm cutting up vegetables and making my chicken veggie soup. So anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that you make do with what you got. And right now I'm sleeping on a twin mattress in the middle of the living room floor, which is amazing because I can when it's not cloudy, I can see the sky at night and I can see the water at the daytime, and it's just a beautiful thing. So I want to encourage you guys next week. Hopefully I'll have a little more content. Maybe I'll have a guest. I don't know yet. I'm just trying to get my feet under me right now into my new space. And I thank you for your grace and for your love, for just sitting around the coffee table and having a cup of tea and spending some time with me. Coming up next in my old slot, in the old Whiplash Talk slot, is now going to be the PRQ Homesteading Expanded with Robin and Shane. So that's going to be coming up at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. Or if you're listening to this as a rerun, you can go to PRQ Homesteading Expanded and pick them up. Probably in a couple of days, they'll have the recording posted and you can pick it up then. And then after that, like I said earlier in the show, Being Inspired with Q is going to be with Aloha, my beautiful co-host, whom I got to meet in person. Such a lovely, lovely being. So beautiful inside and out. And Karen, my friend, my first friend for Whiplash. I just love you so much. She should be on as well. And then special guest Shane. So he's pulling a 3 hour. So he's doing PRQ Homesteading Expanded with Robin and Shane. And then he's going to be on Being Inspired with Q with Aloha and Karen. And so he's going to be doing 3 hours. So I'm like, get after it, buddy. I've done that. So, and I think I may call in, for Being Inspired with Q and, I may play with my friends. So join us on the upcoming shows, PRQ Homesteading Expanded at 2 Central and Being Inspired with Q at 3 Central. All right, guys, let's go ahead and let's get ready to close it out. I will attempt to sing. We will see how this goes. It may sound like a frog trying to croak, but let's go ahead and take in a few deep breaths. Oh, go back and listen to Connect with Kelly with Beth and just talking about the deep breathing. It's so cleansing. So let's all just take in a deep breath and hold it for 4 seconds and then let's exhale. So breathing in, holding, whew, and exhale. Let's do it 2 more times. Breathing in, holding, whew. Exhale. One more time. Breathing in. Holding. 2, 3, 4. Ooh. Exhale. All right. Find your happiness, guys. And I'll just go ahead and sing us out. And BBS, you can take it away at any time. Mato ni hakanaya, ontayan doshita yamana, kiyataya no kiyamata yama, dona shanto kimana yana. Mia to nashita ki mana.